We're going to start, though, on a positive this morning. What a great day it was to be in Killarney yesterday. What a great day it was to be in the Arbutus Hotel and Buckley's Bar, where a number of people gathered, including members of the media, for yesterday's announcement of the Oscars nominations. In a moment, you'll hear from Jesse Buckley's uncle and godfather. Sean Buckley owns the Arbutus, of course, with his wife, Carol Dempsey. And we talked to them, amongst others. Have a listen. First of all, as to how it all went yesterday afternoon.
Live from the Samuel Goldwyn Theatre in Beverly Hills, please welcome the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Lynette Howell Taylor.
Hello, everyone. And now, to announce the 98th Academy Award nominees, please welcome Oscar-nominated actress Danielle Brooks and actor Lewis Pullman.
Thank you, Lynette. For performance by an actress in a leading role, the nominees are Jesse Buckley in Hamnet.
He's got more inside of him than any man I've ever met.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
The women in my family see things.
What do you see?
I see a landscape. Oceans.
You're having twins, my girl.
Undiscovered countries. What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
You should go to London. That place in your head is now more real to you than anywhere else.
I am myself indifferent.
I am myself indifferent on it, again.
Do you not wonder what is in it?
In what?
The play.
What shall I do?
Keep your heart open.
For performance by an actress in a leading role, the nominees are...
Okay.
Jerry, Sean Buckley from the Arbutus Hotel in Killarney.
Carol Dempsey, Arbutus Hotel Killarney as well.
Okay, Sean and Carol, tell me what today was like just watching. Were you nervous at all, especially when Paul Mescal didn't get the nod for Best Supporting Actor?
For sure, you can never ever take things for granted, and even though Jesse and the film and the coverage that it has received to date is incredible, there is always that little chance that for some unknown reason she might not have gotten the nomination. And we are so, so delighted and relieved that she has.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
And every actor that's up there is deserving of this award. Everybody has put the same work into it, or an equivalent amount of work in their trade, and have put years and years and years of work into getting it to this level. And obviously we think Jessie is wonderful because she's our own crew.
Yeah.
But we're really proud of her. We're really proud of her. And she has worked really hard for many, many years for this. She's passionate about it. She loves it. But she's worked really hard on it as well.
What is it like just to even think about what she was like when she was young? When she started off in the local drama groups, the music society, the plays you've seen her on, the performance. To see her today, to see her name up there today in the Oscars, it's just surreal, I'd say.
It is most certainly a dream come true. I was reminded during the week that when Jessie was 15, she played the male role in West Side Story. And when the show was over, I went over to her with the programme and I said, please, can I have your autograph? Practising for when you're famous. Unfortunately, I've yet to find the... Carol knows where it is. It's in a special
somewhere.
Place. So there was always great potential. But Jessie had potential to be many, many things, as do all our children. And what you want them to see is to excel and be happy.
Yeah.
And that
and the drive and ambition and tenacity to keep going at it.
Yeah.
You know, like there were lots of years just with the I Do Anything and going back to RADA as an adult. And I mean, she has dipped her toe in so many different waters and she's always growing and developing and she's amazing. She's a great girl.
I remember the first time I saw her, I think, on screen was in War and Peace. It was a BBC produced drama about 10 years ago. It was a big cast.
can even see then, like, I heard the scores from Killarney, and you could see it's a long time from then to now.
Mm. Yeah.
But she was on an upward curve every time, mm. while Rose and different productions, different films she was in. But you could see that there's been a lot of hard work behind all of that.
Absolutely.
Get her to that.
Time and time again, she has gone for the difficult role, and each and every time there's a new person being performed. She's never copied and pasted one role to the next or whatever. She wants to grow. She's constantly upskilling herself, and hopefully, yeah. one of my dreams is that there's a music film there where she can combine her talent for singing and acting and accents and all together. Wild Rose was that, but there will come another.
Yeah.
And that's.
And she's worked with phenomenal people, you know. I mean,
you have to have a lot of luck. The movie has to come along at the right time. The script has to come along, but then you have to be the right actress or actor at the right time in your career, having done all that work to hit it, which she seems to have done with Hamlet.
And Chloe Zhao sought her out this time. You know, yeah. she was thinking, what me? But she had seen her in. I suppose each one is your CV to the next one.
Yeah.
She's worked with Olivia Colman several times. She's worked with Jude Law, and she's done Shakespeare lots as well, which is really, that's a real love of hers. When she went back to RAD at that time, she learned it just at a whole new level.
There's a brilliant buzz around. A lot of people here are incredibly proud the fact she's from Killarney, and all the people who helped her here along the way in her career as well, which she saw.
For sure, and every good reason to be proud.
Yeah.
And we're having loads of people coming into the hotel, into the Arbutus and into Buckley's Bar, just wanting a bit of the energy of it.
Yeah.
Because it is really exciting.
Yeah, the sun's shining here in Killarney now.
Yes.
The rain has gone away. It's nice timing for everything. Have you any plans for Oscars night, or do you try and think of how is that going to work?
The main thing was to get over today first, and now, yes, she has got the nod.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to a great night.
Well, it's heading into, Killarney Chamber does a fabulous Patrick's Weekend, and they do it in collaboration with Autism Killarney.
Yes.
And so it's the 16th, so the Oscars are the 16th of March, heading into Patrick's Weekend. So we'll just have to make a whole link the two. And and win, lose, or draw. Look, this is to get it. She's been nominated for an Oscar before. We're really proud of every stage she's at.
Yeah.
And we'll be celebrating her getting to this far, and obviously
whatever happens.
Yeah. And it's not hugely important to her, and that sounds strange.
Yeah.
But it's actually her role in making the film is her real draw. Obviously, this is an added bonus. She digs deep every time, and
she'll be thinking of the next movie.
Yeah.
You know, the next stage in her career.
Yeah.
It'd be brilliant to see her home at some stage. I'm sure she'll try and find time, but at the level she's at now, you're 3 or 4 months making a movie and you're promoting it. It's a tough job.
That is Christmas 12 months ago she came home and she said, I've just bagged some of the best work ever. And then she also told us she had news. She has become a parent since, but like to think that Hamlet was made maybe 14, 15 months ago, and now it's the promoting of, and she's moved on to other things. I'm not sure exactly what she's doing at the moment, but it's not just promoting alone.
It's the filmmaking and it's getting ready and the learning your scripts and everything.
The
like
juggling
that.
And all that, and going for
the
auditions.
Right for you.
Yeah, that's very important as well. Mm. Well, guys, look, thanks for giving me so much of your time.
Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's a little bit of the action there at the Buckley's Bar and the Arbutus Hotel yesterday when that announcement was made. Around about 1:15 to 2 yesterday afternoon, the crowd had gathered, people absolutely delighted. And speaking of being a new mother, as Sean was talking about there, here's a little bit of an interview done on, I think it's today, CBS in the United States. Yesterday, where they managed to get her on the phone.
We have
a little listen to this.
On the phone, one of the nominees right now, Jessie Buckley, nominated for Best Actress for Hamnet. Jessie, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning.
I love that.
I love that squeal.
I'm in the car with my baby, who's more worried about getting fed by a bottle, which is fair enough.
I love that. So, still being mom at the same time. I mean, how are you feeling this morning? What's going through your mind?
I'm so proud, honored. I mean, I am just so thrilled for you know, everyone who's been part of making this film, and I'm so proud to be standing beside all those incredible women. It's an absolute honor. I love what I do. You never expect these moments.
Well, Jesse, I mean, to your point, we're showing the folks on the screen here, the fellow nominees. You're right, some extraordinary company. You're coming off the Golden Globe win. What a lot of folks may not know is that you got pregnant shortly after filming ended, and that child that I think we just heard, that's your new baby.
She's 6 months, and I'm holding a bottle in one hand and talking to you in the other. So I think that it's a good way to be right now.
Yeah. So Jesse, when you first got this script and you read it, was there any inkling in your mind that it would lead to the accolades that you've gotten and the rest of your cast and crew have gotten?
No, I mean, I think the first thing all you're thinking about is what kind of journey you might potentially be about to go on. I've been such a huge admirer of Chloe and Zhao and Maggie O'Farrell, and the book was so extraordinary. I just wanted to, you know, be part of it. And when you're making the thing, all you're thinking about is making it. And really, these moments are a celebration for all the artists who've like made something. You know, it's no mean feat to make something and to invite people out of their homes to come to the cinema. And that's all you really want to do it for, is to like, you know, keep cinema alive and to touch people with storytelling. And I felt touched by reading this script, and all I wanted to do was kind of continue that in making it. So this is like an extra icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Jesse, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks again.
Yeah, there you go. That's Hamlet star Jesse Buckley on the phone to the Today Show in the United States, one of the most popular, biggest programs on television in the US. And remarkable. So feeding our baby, bottle in one hand, phone on the other, talking internationally about the just brilliant achievement of being nominated for Best Actress. Good morning, jury. I went to see Hamlet last night. I don't go to cinema much, as I'm not a movie person, but my God, I was glued to this from start to finish. It was unbelievable acting. They deserve an Oscar, says Mary in Beaufort. And hope everyone does get out to see it over the next number of days and the next weeks before March and before the Oscars. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. On the way on Kerry Today, we've called from the Dáil.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.